Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right then, Beth, let's look ahead then to the weekend, Liverpool versus Manchester United at Anfield. We all know what happened last time. It hasn't been pretty for Man United at Old Trafford, obviously. The sevens, but there's been other games like Jesse Lingard is the last Man United player to score at Anfield, and that was 5 years ago. It has not been a happy hunting ground for United, and compared to eras of past, even when United were on top, it was never easy, but United would still pick up results at Anfield. Your Juan Matas and your Wayne Rooney's and your John O'Shea's. It's been a long time since you guys have had any of that. So looking forward to Sunday, have you got any hope of one of those type of performances, or are you more worried about that, the fact that there's been a couple of hidings really, and that could be on the cards again?
Yeah, I'm worried. I think anybody would be silly not to be worried. I'm really, really worried, especially after last year. I mean, if I've said this, and it's so unfortunate I'm saying this as a Man United fan, but I think if it's over three, it's just complete embarrassment. Again, like, we can't go over three. Anfield is a really tough place to go for any team. Like, you've not lost a game at Anfield all season, and our away record against the top six is terrible. So, and we've not even drawn a game this season yet. So when you look at it, you think that it does not look like a good outcome for Man United. The only shred of positivity I have is that I feel like last season we went into Anfield away, we were actually in quite a good position in the league. And I think Man United fans were probably overly confident, and Man United themselves were probably overly confident. And we went there, and I don't think we were as cautious as we should have been. I don't think we give Liverpool enough respect as what we should have. And we got a hide in, let's be honest, like 7-0 is ridiculous. I feel like this year we're going in with such low expectations, and I think the team will be put out there, if Erik ten Hag isn't silly, will put out there to try and concede as little as possible. And if you can nick a goal, you can nick a goal. That'll be the way that we set up. So that gives me a little bit more hope that we're going to go into it with obviously a lot of respect for Liverpool, and we're going to go into it with less expectation. So maybe we could get something from that. But I'm going to be honest, I just don't see anything but a Liverpool win. I've already predicted a 3-1 Liverpool win. Maybe we can nick a goal. But another slight thing is that even though you guys are top of the league and you've had some great results, I still think you're not at the prime Liverpool that you can be. Like, you have been lucky in certain circumstances. You make your own luck, but you've had some good comebacks. I mean, the Crystal Palace game, are you getting sent off? Was it a big help for you guys? Like, you have had them sort of, I think, like, you've not exactly gone out and battered teams this season. We will probably be the first one. So I do think you will beat us, but they're the only kind of shreds of positivity I'm holding on to right now.
We're recording this for clarity, by the way. Erik ten Hag hasn't had his press conference ahead of the game yet, but we saw the other day Luke Shaw and Harry Maguire both went off injured. You've also, Lindelof is touch and go, Varane's been touch and go as well. There's other injuries you've mentioned before, Mount, I think Rashford, who knows, been ill.
Bruno suspended.
We'll touch upon that in a moment. Casemiro, what type of Man United team are we going to get? Because if you were trying to predict Ten Hag's 11, now let's presume Shaw and Maguire out. If you ran through it, how would you see him lining his team up?
I'm scared to death of this lineup, honestly. So I think in goal it will be Onana, which again, the crowd are going to be on him because he's been poor, let's be honest. Right back, I think he'll have to go Wan-Bissaka. Centre backs,
Evans and Varane.
It'll be Evans and Varane. Left back, now this is the one where we're going to get ripped. Reguilon against Salah. No, I can't deal with it. Reguilon is so poor defensively. I can't even tell you. Like, he's decent going forward, but defensively, he's so lightweight. Salah will literally have him on toast. Like, I hope I'm wrong, but from what I've seen, he will. So maybe be tempted to play Dallow at left back. I probably would go Dallow left back over Reguilon, but even Dallow will probably get turned at a ton and anyone as well. He's not been, he's weird with Dallow. He either has a top game or he's really poor. So it just depends what you're going to get. Midfield three, I think it'll be Amrabat, Kobbie Mainoo and Scott McTominay. Kobbie Mainoo's been bright, but to chuck him in for Anfield away is a tough ask. Amrabat, he needs all the help he can get in there. I think he's actually a decent player. He's had a poor start. He's quite a basic player, but again, he's been left alone in so many circumstances. It's made him look worse than what he is. And then McTominay, okay, yeah, he can score a goal, but on the break, he's not creative at all. He can't find a through ball. He's not great at passing, but he's got experience and he's physical. So you need to play him, really. I'm just hoping maybe on the break, Kobbie Mainoo can find them passes if we get any opportunity. Then the front three, I reckon it'll be Anthony on the right, which isn't much threat for you guys. Højlund up front, and it'll be probably Garnacho on the left, but I wouldn't be surprised if he brings Rashford back in because of, obviously, you know, that Rashford and Trent kind of matchup that we've seen. But Garnacho, I think, could be a threat. I think the only thing that you have to worry about Trent is you want to keep him pinned back because of how good he is going forward. Obviously, defensively, we know he has his frailties, but going forward, he's so good that you need a winger that's going to try and keep him on his toes a little bit. So, Garnacho or Rashford, a toss-up, but I'd go with Garnacho, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ten Hag threw Rashford back in there.
You touched upon it earlier about missing Bruno Fernandes, now the captain, of course. I'm not a Man United fan, so I'm going to ask you this question, but if my captain got himself booked on 4 yellow cards for dissent in a game, you get beat at 3-0, with our biggest rivals away from home, the next game, I personally would have been like absolutely fuming. There's a lot of Liverpool fans that you've heard, Beth, just think he's jibbed it off, like he just didn't fancy it, and he's got himself a yellow card. But what's been the Man United reaction to that? Listen, it's in the grand scheme of things, it's not the biggest problem in the world Man United have got, but he's the captain, and now he's got himself suspended for the Anfield game. Has the reaction been quite critical of him? Because from my point of view, it probably needs to be.
I think a lot of people are frustrated with it, yeah. And do you know what it is? I was watching the game in Old Trafford, the Bournemouth game, and it was weird because the first goal that Bournemouth scored came from Bruno Fernandes ducking out of a tackle because he knew he was on a yellow. Like, he purposely pulled out of it. So from the start of the game, I could see him. Bruno Fernandes is always into everything. Like, he is. He is that sort of player, but he was ducking out of challenges because he was scared of getting a yellow card. You could see it. So then, what was weird to me is you get booked for dissent when you know you're going to get booked for dissent. Like, that is a thing now. He's been booked for dissent numerous times before. He knows it's going to happen. That is his personality. What I think happened is I honestly don't think he was purposely trying to miss the Liverpool game. I just don't think that's his character. What I do think is he lost his head. And that's it. He lost his head. He was losing 3-0 to Bournemouth and he lost his head. That is a Man United captain. Can't happen, especially when you've got Liverpool away. So he needs to be criticised for that. But myself was looking at it because it got to, like, I don't know, the 75th, 80th minute and we were losing 3-0 and, you know, the game's gone. We didn't like scoring a goal and we definitely weren't going to score two or three. So even four, if we want, we would have needed to win the game, but we weren't even going to draw it. You could tell. And I'm saying, I can see Bruno's getting hotter and hotter and hotter because this is his personality. And United fans, you've got to deal with it. This is just the way he is. And you could see it. And I was saying in the crowd, I was saying, Ten Hag, take him off. Take him off. We've got Anfield away. Take him off. He makes three subs. He brings Donny van der Beek in, which shows he knows the game's gone himself. He makes three subs. He doesn't bring Bruno off. And I'm like, he's on a yellow. If he gets a yellow, he's suspended Anfield. I'm saying it. Loads of people in the crowd say, bring him off. He doesn't do it. We can all see it's going to happen. He gets booked. Sometimes I feel like the manager needs to step in, see the player is losing his head and make that decision for him. And the fact that I didn't do that, that really made me question him because I'm like, have you just not seen that? Or what is the reasoning behind that? So that annoyed me with Ten Hag. It annoyed me with Bruno as well because you know Anfield away is coming up and you need to keep yourself together. But he did just fly off the handle. I don't think he purposely did it, but it is frustrating because he is our only creative outlet. No matter what you think of Bruno, he can have some poor games. People say he doesn't turn up against the big teams, but he's our best creative outlet. And I think on his day, our best player. So to miss him, it is... I look at that team, I think there's no creativity in it at all, even if we do get a chance, really. But maybe it'll... The only thing I can think is we are going there to try and defend. And Bruno does give the ball away quite often, trying things. So maybe it'll help us keep the ball when we do have it. But I'd rather have Bruno any day than not have him. So it's frustrating.
Well, I usually end by asking for predictions, but you kind of dropped it in before. You said 3-1, which is, you know, optimistic considering you don't score at Anfield. So there might be something in that one for you. But really, thank you so much for jumping on to join us. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. I'd say good luck for the season, but it would be a lie. So I'll just say thank you. Hope you have a good Christmas. And we'll leave it at that one, I suppose. But yeah, do go and check out the guys over the United Stand. I'm sure you've all checked them out by now ahead of the game. I'm sure there'll be some fun clips around. Hopefully with Liverpool winning, but you never, ever know. Thanks, Beth. And I'll see you guys all soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.